Welcome to a special edition of the Texas Hour with Pratt on Texas, featuring an interview with a thinker, writer, doer, or someone with an interesting story to tell.
Welcome to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a fun interview to do in the sense that it's symptomatic. We're talking to a victim. It's symptomatic of what's happening in our country right now, where too many people are simply rolling over and not caring at all about their personal liberties. They're afraid to either afraid to stand up for themselves, or they simply won't. They don't care. Now, you all who listen to Pratt on Texas know that early on in this vaccine mandate issue, I read a heartfelt letter from a middle-aged couple, from the wife, about her husband having to give up his job because he's not going to take the vaccine and he works for one of these big multinationals. And even though he works remotely and doesn't interface with other employees, he was still required to get the vaccine. And this is a couple that they're not wealthy. They're working people. They can't afford to do it, but it's a person and couple centered, one of our listener club members. They live their life centered on godliness and doing what's right, and they're not going to roll over. And I'm tearing up now. You heard me tear up when I was reading it to you on the air, because I understand just how awful this is and what a decision it is for them. Well, today we're visiting with Aaliyah Lennon. She is an account executive at Gray Television, which owns KCBD. She worked at KCBD in Lubbock. That's Channel 11. It's one of the most dominant local news rating stations in America, probably among Gray's most profitable stations percentage-wise, maybe in the top three or four. It has been for decades, even well before Gray owned them. Aaliyah is one of the top, if not the top, account executive there. She produces well over $1 million, maybe millions in revenue for the station every year. But she, like the general manager, the sales manager, many other people, or general manager, news director, a lot of folks, have been fired, even though they're tops in their field, by the weasel executives at Gray Television. And you've seen national stories about on-air personalities in other markets around the country where on-air personalities said, I'm not taking the vaccine, I'm not doing it, and Gray fired them. So Aaliyah, I want you just, in just simple terms, tell us what has happened and why, and what went on at Gray Television when they came in, and then we'll get into some detail, but I know they sent management down from corporate to deal with everybody and hold interviews with all the employees and everybody. Just tell us what's happened to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Robert, for having me on today. I'm honored to be a part of your show, and man, I can resonate with the emotion you have for sure. The last few days have been a whirlwind, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I'm going on very little sleep. My mind just can't shut down. So, but I'm very, very thankful for you having me on today. So this all started last Tuesday. Gray Corporate sent a group of attorneys to Lubbock to interview and question several people at the station, from management all the way through marketing department to master control. For whatever reason, no one in sales was questioned during that time. And on the assumption that there were fake vaccine cards at the station at KCBD.
Let me stop you and ask you, why is the issue of fake vaccine cards an issue? I work with people that I've never been asked for. I mean, I'm self-employed, sure. But others, I mean, explain why the issue of having a vaccine card is even, why would they even have such a thing? I thought we had such a thing as HIPAA, where we have medical privacy. That was actually pushed by the homosexual lobby to prevent any employer from asking about AIDS. I mean, it's a good thing, I think, overall, and it affects everybody, but that was the politics of it. I was involved at that time. I thought we're not supposed to have to tell about our medical history and stuff to employers, and they're not supposed to ask. So why is this issue of fake vaccine cards, why did that come up at the Lubbock affiliate for Gray, KCBD?
Yes, well, on September, or I'm sorry, August 15th, we received an email from Gray Corporate saying, as of September 15th, all personnel in a management position had to be vaccinated, had to have the COVID vaccine, and then all non-management employees had to be vaccinated by October 1st. And that rattled a lot of folks here in West Texas at KCBD. You know, I've been at KCBD not near as long as many other people there. It would have been 4 years this year. And a lot of really, really good people at that station. But a lot of people who believe in freedom of choice, especially over our health. And you know, the thought of having to show a card or provide proof was not something we really thought we'd even have to be faced with. And so an anonymous tip was actually sent. So it didn't even come from someone within KCBD. It came from outside of KCBD, called, and I don't even know how they did that. I wouldn't even know how to have done that. They called Gray Corporate and made an anonymous complaint that there was a rumor that there were fake vaccine cards.
So the company, to sum that up, the company required management, yes, and then all other employees to take this unproven testing, you know, still in testing, essentially, vaccine for COVID-19, for Wu Flu. The company required everyone to take that vaccine for employment.
In other words, we would be let go, or we would be fired.
You would be fired. You would be terminated.
To work at the company. Yes, sir.
And so I guess then, to prove that you were eligible under their imposed terms, to their newly imposed terms, to work at the company, you had to provide proof of vaccination.
Yes, sir. So okay. Our management.
So it got out that there wasn't, that maybe there were some people that just made up their own vaccine. I mean, the CDC doesn't even keep records of such a thing, and there, you know, so you just
and
get
and it's
card.
Not even, it's not a law,
right? You know? Oh, I know, but so the allegation was that some folks just simply said, okay, well, I don't want to get fired. I'll just make a little vaccine card or get one from somebody and fill it out. And that's certainly not a violation of any law out there. It might be an employment issue with your employer, and obviously that's what happened. So, okay, so they come in after this allegation. Then what happens?
They interviewed all those folks I mentioned. So management, marketing, master control, and then they started issuing the layoffs. General manager was fired on Thursday, last Thursday, gosh, I've gotten lost.
I believe that was right. That's when I was informed of it.
Yes, last Thursday. And then the general sales manager was fired about 10 minutes later. And then our news director was fired the following Friday morning. So everyone was, our heads were spinning. And then we were told corporate would be flying in on Monday morning to have a station-wide meeting with everyone. And that also included all of the Raymar employees that KCBD acquired in that acquisition. And so there were a lot of bodies in that room on Monday morning, and corporate came in and gave us their spiel of, we'll take care of you. We're so sorry this happened. We had no other choice.
Did anybody raise their hand, ask him, or later, what do you mean you didn't have any other choice? You didn't even litigate against this mandate from the executive office that's extremely questionable in its legal status to begin with. They didn't even fight back. They just implemented it as a policy and claim that it's the law, and it's not the law at all. In fact, proof of that is that the Democrats, the administration's trying to get this into law through the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. But there is no law. It's questionable. I mean, it's not only is questionable, it's extraordinarily clear or obvious that this is a presidential pronouncement or executive pronouncement.
Absolutely.
Probably has no legal standing. Normally, companies go to court over this thing. Did Gray explain why they're actually firing longtime, extremely successful people for that versus trying to protect their employees by going to court to not have to comply?
No, there was zero explanation, Robert, on the whys, the behind. It was just, we're sorry, this is our policy, this is what had to be done.
Go ahead.
Then they introduced the interim GM, who came in from Tyler, Texas, mm-hmm. and we moved on like business. Then we were told that during the next 2 days, corporate was going to be in town till midday Wednesday, and everyone would be required to show their vaccine card.
Pratt's interview continues after you hear from our generous sponsors.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Visit RaiderRedMeats.com to see specials and promotions on the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become my favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com or visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock where we shop.
Avoid a big, cold, and uncomfortable hassle. Before the next deep freeze hits, call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up and operational safety check. Call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up before everyone is swamped with calls so you and yours aren't left in the cold. Prevent the suffering and stay warm. Take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com. Serving the Lubbock region. Take it to Hart.
License DACLA 1229 a week.
At Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats with chicken being all natural and hormone-free. The same for the exclusive Meyer Natural Angus beef, as well as Snake River Farms American Kobe-style beef. Fish is flown in fresh 3 times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all 5 stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Don't let your online message be masked. Don't let the voice of your business be muffled. Jamuli Media can help you be found online and be heard. Specializing in website design, website redesign, and search engine optimization, Jamuli Media helps your business get found. That's Jamuli Media. JEMULLY.com. JEMULLY.com. Jamuli Media.
Sharing stories that matter. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
All right, I have a question about this. I want to get back to your situation in a moment, but first I want to ask you this because I've heard from other employees, mostly secondhand, so I want to ask you. I don't deal with secondhand on the air. I understand that they pulled people in for interviews on sort of a 2 or 3 corporate people and 1 employee, in other words, 1 at a time type interviews. Did that happen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In that interview, did they try to have you, and you can call it intimidate you into, I mean, we're holding people's livelihood over their head, so it's intimidation,
right.
But, you know, whatever. Did they try to have you sign a waiver for your health privacy rights? In other words, essentially take away the entire HIPAA law. Did they do that in your case?
Yes, sir. We, shortly after that meeting, station-wide meeting, we received an email from our HR manager who was local, had an office in the station, asking us to fill this form out and return as soon as possible. No guidance, no explanation, no here's how you should do it, here's what you shouldn't put on this form, no guidance at all. Just fill this form out and return it as soon as possible. And yes, it was authorization to release our HIPAA rights.
Did any, maybe this is a silly question, but did anybody bother to ask them if they even understand what the HIPAA law is about? I mean, the HIPAA law specifically was designed so employers cannot and others cannot get and release your health information. In other words, forcing people to waive the HIPAA law, this to me seems like the most actionable thing out of all of this as far as
absolutely
lawsuit. Look, you can't comment on all, you know me, I want to talk about all the politics of it. Let me ask you this. Did that form, and I'm just trying to follow up on with somebody who was firsthand involved, it's a primary mm-hmm. source, did that form carry on it the logo of either the U.S. or the state attorney general?
It carried the state attorney general logo.
Was the form, as your understanding, from the company or from the Texas state attorney general?
I understood it came from the company since it came from HR, but there was no explanation.
The language in that form was that you were waiving your HIPAA rights for the company, correct? Not for the state of Texas to, I mean, it was specifically related to your employment, not just a complete, of course, the HIPAA law is a federal law, so I don't know how you could waive your federal rights under a state.
Right.
Where was this attorney general's symbol or logo?
At the top left-hand corner, I had never honestly seen the form before, Robert. It was new to me. I'd never released my HIPAA rights to anyone before.
Right. Did this logo of the state's attorney general was, in your opinion, when you were looking at this, did it give you some sense that this was an official government document with some sort of government authority behind it, or what was your take?
Absolutely.
On it?
So I immediately forwarded it to a friend of mine who works in the political arena. I forwarded it to him immediately and said, "Can they do this? Is this right? I really feel strongly this is in violation of every right that I have."
Well, yeah, your HIPAA rights, that's something to be litigated. I just simply wonder why the company was willing, if they're so afraid of a non-legal or questionably legal federal edict over vaccination, why they wouldn't be afraid of impersonating of something that's clearly violation of the law, impersonating a government agency, impersonating the authority of government agent. That seems to me to be quite an unlawful activity.
Absolutely.
Unless the attorney general's office provides forms to private companies, which, knowing how they work, that doesn't happen.
exactly.
I'm very concerned. So in other words, all the employees, after the bloodletting, so to speak, was done, and everybody's in fear that they've lost their job or they're about to lose their job. I mean, if they can fire the biggest bosses and one of the most successful sets of gray television executives in the country, and folks in media just in other markets, understand KCBD, under several owners, is one of the most dominant television stations in audience share and revenue in the United States. It's within the media business. We know this. So you're talking about some of the most successful folks, whether you like them or not, most successful folks in the business being fired. So every employee knows, gosh, if they can fire them, they can fire me. And then they send them a form that says they have to fill it out, need to fill it out. What was the instruction with this form that carried, somewhat oddly, carried the logo, the imprimatur of the attorney general? What did they tell people about the form? That you have to fill this out? You have to waive your HIPAA rights? What?
So I was informed the week prior when the upper management was being let go. They were also given that form and presented in a way that if you do not fill this out, you will be terminated.
Was it said expressly, or was it simply implied?
Implied is how I was told.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it came down to us, there was no explanation. And I was informed by many folks, do not sign that form. I was not going to comply with their vaccine mandate. And so I sat on it for the entirety of Monday, and we had a mandatory staff meeting Tuesday morning for just the sales department where we were going to be required to go in, return that form, return or show our vaccine card, and go on about regular business.
The federal government has given complete legal immunity to the producers of the vaccine, so that if anything of that vaccine turns out to be wrong or bad, in which we have a very long history in this country of even tested and approved drugs, which this has not been completely tested, turning out bad later, I mean, much later than anybody thought, with long-term consequences. But the government, in those cases, you would have a right to seek redress from the manufacturers of the vaccine. Given that the government has given complete immunity to the makers of the vaccine, did Gray Television hold themselves out as going to absorb legal responsibility for anything bad that happened to the vaccine to you in the future? I know you mentioned to them being of concern, being in childbearing age, you're a mother. You know, I had a doctor say in one of my podcasts early on, we don't know what this vaccine's going to do in the future, because if it does, it goes for one thing, and if it doesn't find it, what cells does it attack? We've had history of drugs ended up attacking women's reproductive systems, also the pancreas and other things. I mean, this isn't fantasy stuff from conspiracy theorists. It's just sadly what has happened through often just, you know, even the best of intentions and smart people. Nobody was being bad. But given that they're going to require you to take this drug, but you would have no recourse at all. Did Gray mention, or did anybody ask them whether they're going to absorb that liability for the employees that they coerce into taking the vaccine? Was that discussed at all?
I'm not aware of any of those conversations at a local level within KCBD. I am a part of a social media group with 50 plus strong ex-Gray employees now, who have all been since let go from their positions due to the same reason. I no longer am employed there. So maybe some of them may have had that conversation, but to my knowledge, it was never communicated in email. It was never communicated any corporate communication that came down regarding the vaccine.
I would assume they wouldn't tell you that, but it's a serious issue that these people who are jumping ahead claiming that they're, you know, and by the way, they're now ignoring state law. But we've seen yesterday that American, Southwest, Dell, lots of people are going to ignore state law, and they're simply claiming, well, the federal thing that's not even particularly legal is very specious in its nature, takes precedent, which is ridiculous. However, they're really gung-ho about this, and yet I wonder if that blanket immunity that Congress passed for the developers and distributors of the drug extends to third parties outside who then coercively require people to take the drug. These companies are often very afraid of liability, and it seems like they're just jumping forward on this. I want to ask you this question. Did you submit a written fake vaccine card?
No, sir.
And all you did was when they said, if everybody comes in, you don't have to wear a mask anymore if you've been vaccinated, did you just simply make a verbal statement to someone that, I've had the vaccine, even though you really hadn't? Is that,
yes,
did
sir.
That happen? Okay.
Yes, sir. Because that came in about March, April.
So you joined probably joined 85 million other people in doing similar.
Exactly.
You know, every store, I've been in another state that has draconian rules, and, you know, they've got the signs everywhere, but then you go in there and there's only two people complying with any of it. So obviously everybody is either making an express statement or they're making a de facto statement that I'm okay, I'm vaccinated, because you see those signs everywhere. So you did misrepresent that you'd had the vaccine. Was that done in relation to this order from Gray Television that came later? Or I understood you to say that happened way back in the spring, relating to an informal policy of wearing masks in the workplace.
Right. Yes, sir. And, you know, Robert, being in West Texas, naivety have thought I'm immune to some of this. I'm immune to, you know, some of the things that I see that are happening in other states and even other places in the world. And, you know, was hopeful that it wouldn't hit close to home, and never really thought that this would happen in my backyard. Never thought that would be a position.
People who are honest and good, and they don't, I've learned something in all my years of being self-employed since I was 15 years old. And it's hard lessons when you come from a good Christian family where you never saw or experienced any of this. But what you learn over time, and some people I met when I was wiped out at 18 or 19 from, you know, emotionally from people cheating or lying. I met other people, they were 55, and it's the first time it had happened to them, and it cost them everything. I'm lucky in a way I learned it early, but it never takes the pain away. And that is the people who lie and cheat think everybody else lies and cheats. The people who live this kind of lifestyle of intimidation and coercion and all these things that you're generically referring to by when you say, you know, being naive in West Texas, people who live that way think everybody else thinks the same way they do, and they can't even understand your point of view because you're coming at it. You never even thought about it. Hey, no big deal. And so... Well, that's how they entrap us, too, because they don't realize that nobody here is thinking about shaking the company down for something or whatever. It's just, and it's sort of like gun issues. You go to some parts of the country, and you mention that you carry a gun every day and that you have guns all through your house and that you shoot guns, and their jaw drops, and they're afraid even to be around you, and they think this is, they can't even conceive of the fact that, you know, most of us here, lots of us are never without a firearm. We don't even think about it. So when you're in a corporate environment here where when they said, okay, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated, they didn't require you to fill out an affidavit and swear to it or anything like that. It's just most people are going to say, I got the vaccine, that's it, go on. Now, to somebody with a different mindset, oh my gosh, that was a misrepresentation. Well, you know, that can be argued in front of a jury, I guess, but I want to clarify. The only misrepresentation you made was a casual verbal statement that you had been vaccinated. Is that right? And this was way, way months and months before a corporate requirement for everyone to be vaccinated. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So, you had a meeting with these people, I guess the HR people. In that meeting, they made a bit of an admission to you, did they not, about this isn't really the company caring about your health. Was that in your meeting?
Yes, sir. That was stated that this is not about your health.
Well, did you ask them then what is it about?
I did. I said if you forcing a vaccine on myself and coworkers and forcing us to wear masks, social distance, work from home for 18 months, what is it about? And I was told it was about company policy.
And that's it. Just a generic phrase. Just it's policy.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you're supposed to knuckle under like everybody else. And that, unfortunately, our country is becoming a... country of people who just roll over to coercion.
Pratt's interview continues after the break.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert!
It locks from the outside.
Robert!
Vista Bank salutes the entrepreneurs, the brave souls who stared down the crisis of a generation and declared, this economy won't fail on my watch. Leading the world's greatest economic comeback, you can breathe a little easier, but you won't. That's why we serve you. That's why we bank you. Entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912. Vista Bank. People first.
Today's vehicles require more electrical power from the battery than ever before, and Texas Battery will get you the correct battery. Even better, Texas Battery will install your new battery without a power loss, helping you avoid resetting your electronics. Service and specific knowledge sets Texas Battery apart from big box stores and franchised chains. Go to TexasBattery.com for more information or stop by Texas Battery in Lubbock for the correct battery for your vehicle. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after-church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic, too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Now, back to the interview and your host, Mr. Texas, Robert Pratt.
In this, you've lost your job. Other people
yes, sir.
Have lost their job. I assume that since you were not part of the early interviews, and in fact, early on, you said sales staff wasn't even looked at, were you a target because you had made this verbal representation about having been vaccinated way back in the spring? Did they know about that and that's why they went to you? Or did you inform them of that? Or did you just simply say you're not going to give them a card because you're not going to take the vaccine, and then it moved to that? How did that come about? How did they get their crosshairs on Aaliyah Lennon?
I was not targeted. I was not, was not singled out. Tuesday morning when we were having our mandatory sales staff meeting to show all those documents, that is when we were sitting in the conference room, and the corporate guys made their statements and they got up and left, and we were proceeding on with our sales meeting. So I got up and I walked out of that room and walked into the office where the two corporate gentlemen were and proceeded to say, I'm not going to fill out that release form, and I actually handed them a copy of Governor Abbott's executive order, hoping maybe they would see what was going on. And it didn't really matter.
So you stood your ground as a law-abiding American, and that's obviously okay. Well, I want to ask you another question about the process, because I'm quite the vaccine mandate. In my opinion, I know this is very hard for people to understand at a surface level, but I have discussed with many people who are very, very deep intellectual people, and they understand it. And I know saying it out loud, a lot of people say, well, you can't compare those two. And I can't get into a long philosophical discussion as to why, but I believe that forcing somebody to get a vaccine for something of this type of illness, the results of the vaccine, the unproven nature, all the things put together, is very little different than a society such as the Chinese, where they could order forced abortions of people.
Right.
This is that type of thing, and yet so many people are comfortable with it and fall back. So I want to tell you that all of us are proud of you. I know it doesn't put a paycheck in the bank. It doesn't feed your children. I've certainly been through that myself, and I understand. It doesn't take care of the pressing needs, but we thank you. Now, I'm very concerned about this HIPAA waiver issue, because those of us who are around know, again, as I repeated, HIPAA was created for the purpose of protecting the medical privacy of people. And if you were around at the time, even though there's a lot of good reasons for that for a lot of people, the politics of it was essentially the homosexual lobby and AIDS. Right. We don't want people knowing whether we've had an AIDS test, whether we've tested positive, whether we've got AIDS, because this is going to discriminate against homosexuals. You know, all 1.5% or 2% of the population, that's fine. Every minority should be protected. And we passed this HIPAA law, and it was pretty burdensome. I have a physician friend who gave up her practice after that law passed just because it was for an independent practice. It was just too much. It was just too much for her to deal with. And so she quit and went on to do other things. But I was around. I know what HIPAA's about. So a company has not only misrepresented itself using the an official government logo on a form. I guess we can only infer that that's meant to, or it's only meant to make us, the reader, infer that it's some kind of government directive. That's problematic enough and may very well be illegal. But here's the other thing. They're asking you to sign away HIPAA. And some people say, well, Robert, they got to know whether you got the vaccine or not. Yeah, but then you misunderstand the whole purpose of HIPAA. The whole purpose of HIPAA is so that they can't, no employer, nobody can do this to you.
Right.
So I want to know, you mentioned a meeting. Were they actually, y'all were discussing and handing out these forms and seeing other in an open meeting? Or was every one of these HIPAA form things done one-on-one with human resources in an individual private meeting? Or were these actually being discussed openly and people having their forms out openly? And in other words, was because that leads to a sense of peer pressure to conform. And that doesn't seem right when the subject is individual privacy. Tell us how that all worked. I mean, was this all super private? You said y'all were in a meeting with all these forms and that they were just sent out to everybody. Just give us a little description.
So I do not work at Avenue A. My office was located at the Raymar building over 98th Street and University. And so when corporate first arrived, they were kind of holed up at Avenue A location. And I was told that people were lined up out of the office bringing in their forms and their vaccine cards.
And you said you all were having a sales meeting and that after that meeting, you got up and went and told them you weren't going to sign it. Were you all having an open sales meeting in which the issues were being openly discussed?
Yes, and the corporate HR gentleman actually spoke up and said he was holding the form in his hand, and he actually said, and I also need to make sure everybody has this form signed. And a few people hadn't gotten it yet, so it was passed around the room to those who had not received it. And then the two corporate gentlemen left, and we went on about normal sales business at that point.
The reasons why you don't want to take a vaccine are irrelevant to me. I know there are people out there that they think that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's irrelevant. I think that if, you know, it's hard to say you would do something because it's tough when it's your income. In my book, anybody who's already had the vaccine and had the vaccine card should have left the company, but that's another matter. Because this isn't about taking the vaccine. This is about an employer. This is an employer coercing.
Right. For you to do what you want to do. This is not, and that's what I told them when they let me go or when I was fired, is this isn't about vaxxed versus unvaxxed. This is that you're not allowing me to make the decision for my health and my body.
Well, it's no different than Obamacare getting government bureaucrats in between you and your doctor, except this is even worse.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the coercion of being able to earn a living or not, and enough companies have done so that you're talking about a significant portion of the workforce of the country being told they will be put into penury. You know, they'll be in poverty without a job if they don't comply with this. And to me, that's the awful thing here. The vaccine issue is a whole other issue. But to make people take a medical decision, even against their own, by the way, I have had multiple physicians tell me that they would not recommend the vaccine. So, you know, not one, multiple. So for those of you out there that think, well, who would say that? And you alluded to that earlier in your talk, Aaliyah, that you had spoken to a doctor. This is an employer, an HR director getting between you and your physician. And what's good for you. And people just think, oh, well, that's okay. You know, the employer has the right to say, do anything. Really? Do they have the right to tell you that you cannot worship God? Do they have the right to tell you that you can't have I Love Jesus Christ bumper sticker on your car if it's placed in the employer parking lot? As I mentioned on the show, we worked for years on the employer parking lot bill for guns. It's the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and it effectively disarmed you if to work in a plant, you have to park in their lot, but you're not allowed to have the gun in there, meaning on the way to work and on the way home or wherever else you're going, you become made a defenseless person by an employer, and we changed those laws. The employers don't have a right to just tell you. They don't. Do they have a right, Aaliyah, at Gray Television to ensure that you vote?
No, sir.
And they don't have a right to punish you if you don't vote or if you vote That's for right. somebody they don't agree with. In other words, for those of you out there who keep with this low-ball, low-brow decision that well, it's a private employer, they have a right to request anything, you're quite wrong. I'm a big libertarian. I believe in the freedom of the private sector. But there, when it comes to your basic human rights and your expressed rights under the law, HIPAA is a good example in this case, and the right to make your own medical decisions, a general human right, a private employer doesn't have that right. And so I don't quite understand why. Well, no, I take it back, Aaliyah. I understand why that other people don't quit in disgust, but We've learned, there are advertisers out there who are sick of this kind of thing, and they'll take their business somewhere else if they find out about it. It's one of your company's advertisers told me this week. I'd written to him something about he was asking. I said, "Oh yes, I know all about this," and I just ended with, "It's just evil." And what I got back was, "That's exactly right, pure evil." You know, so maybe there'll be enough good people to fight back. I don't know. I wish you the best. And
thank you, Robert.
I know it's hard. Right now, it's kind of a hive. I did the right thing. but you'll be fine because you're a proven salesperson. You can work anywhere. But
you
can come sell for me if you want to. I just don't have that much to sell. I don't have inventory to support you. But I want you to know that we admire you, Aaliyah Lennon,
and
the rest of you. And keep up the fight.
Brad's interview continues in a moment. Stand by.
Time at the lake, on the boat, or just fishing from the dock can be great fun and a great retreat. You know what would truly make that investment in time just right? Having the coolest dock on the lake or pond. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the best, most fun custom boat docks. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and diving spot on your dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Have the coolest, most fun, and functional dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Corley Demo and Construction is ready to clear and excavate for your house or commercial building foundation pad. Excavation down to 10 feet, plumbing and electrical trenching too, and dump trucks to haul dirt in or out. Corley Demo and Construction cleans it up and levels it off right. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
Ransomware or a virus can completely shut down your business. But with managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service, you can have the assurance of the world's best virus protection and do so without bloated software that slows your workstations. Jeff Barker Computer Service keeps your machines protected and is there to help if something goes wrong. Get the best, most efficient virus protection from Jeff Barker Computer Service. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you.
Jake's Sports Cafe is Lubbock's location for food, sports, beer, and live music. Grab down at Jake's Sports Cafe with drink and eat specials from breakfast to late night. See the menu at jakesbackroom.com. Jake's has been a Lubbock staple for live music and sports for over a decade, with the back room hosting everything from Republican meetings to the hardest of metal and rollingest of rock. Jake's Sports Cafe and back room at 50th and Slide.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, Mark Miller agrees, and he'd like to help. He's with Edward Jones. Together, he'll give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Winter's Dozer Service knows you may need terraces built, ponds dug out, or water runoff routes worked to save that water and soil. And Winter's Dozer Service stands ready to get the job done safely and productively. Jump on those projects now with Winter's Dozer Service. Conservation, construction, and cleanup. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
With the stories that matter, it's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, on Pratt on Texas.
Please find some good legal team. Please go to First Liberty.
Yes.
Find one of these groups, because I think there are some serious... First of all, the overall issue of corporate mandating you get the vaccine is a major issue that is being litigated. You know, we had the first Wednesday of this week, late in the day, federal judge in Austin, in Fort Worth, Dallas area, put a stay temporarily on the suit by the pilots and employees at United Airlines on United's
right.
being able to take action against them for not taking, that's an administrative pause while, you know, so that they can hear the merits of the case. But this needs
sure.
to be heard. But you've got some really serious issues in this case with Gray. The near forced, the coercion to sign away one's medical privacy rights is bad enough. For them to stick the Attorney General's logo on their form, maybe it is an Attorney General form. Maybe I'm way off on that. I just can't imagine. It just seems so wrong. And then to not deal with these privacy issues in complete privacy, but to do it largely where you have the peer pressure issue. It's kind of how the union thugs used to work to get everybody to go along. It's terrible. And so I hope that others will come to your aid and we'll be able to move forward. And if somebody wants to help with legal matters, contact me through the contact page at prattontexas.com, and I can at least get you in touch with Leah so that everything gets coordinated. But we need some folks who are willing to stand up. So thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you thank you for going
You're
public
welcome.
With this. So many people
thank
don't
you.
Want to talk about it. They don't want to talk. They're afraid. Oh, I won't get another job. I've heard that already from people. Oh, I want to say it was wrong, but I might not get another job. And where does this end? It ends up with us in
That's
concentration
exactly right.
camps.
Right now, it's a mandated vaccination. But what's next? You know, and it's going to be every year. The booster. They're going to come around with a booster shot next year, and then a year after that. And you know, exactly where does it end? And one quick thing, if
sure.
I can say this, Robert, I was connected with an incredible group here in Lubbock called the Health Freedom of Lubbock, and spoke to a sweet lady. Her name is Debbie, and they are actually holding a rally this Saturday over at Avenue A, 5600 Avenue A, which is where the KCBD newsroom is. In protest vaccine mandates. That will be at 10:30 a.m. This Saturday.
And so that's this, that now people will be hearing it when we podcast this, they'll be hearing this at all different times. That's the 16th of October.
Thank
Saturday,
yes,
the 16th of October, 2021, in front of the KCBD studios. Bring the kids because they can watch all the prairie dogs. It's you got more there than they have in Prairie Dog Town. They'll have a good
that's
time.
Right.
And that's out on Avenue A near South Loop 289 and I-27.
Yes, sir.
And that will be Saturday, 10:30 a.m. if you want to stand up. I mean, everybody's mad
that's
about
right.
Southwest and American
yep.
and Unite, all these
that's
other
right.
companies. Hey, here's your chance. And it's right in front of a
yes.
TV studio. And believe
that's
me,
right.
if they don't air it, other TV stations probably will. Although I have to tell you folks, as a member of the media, there are some strange traditions in Lubbock that don't exist in other media markets about never talking about another media outlet. Never, you know, it's very odd, but we'll see. You get enough people over there and it's going to force it into the
That's right.
into the media. So do so. That's a Health Freedom of Lubbock group. Very good. Aaliyah Lennon, thank you so much for your
You're
generous
welcome.
Use
thank
of your time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And all the best to you, and call on us if there's anything we or the audience can do for you.
Sure will. Thank you so much. God bless.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.